Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to Select Start. This is episode 6, I believe. I'm Gavin, aka Gilded Age, and sadly Caleb is sick today, so he wasn't able to join us. But as always, with me is the beautiful.
Yeah, what's up, y'all? It's Rothful. Just in the sense of Caleb, aka the kid, aka the king, aka young boy getting money, aka he's not here to do it. I gotta do it, man.
yeah,
I gotta
no,
do it.
we gotta do it for him. We gotta throw little shout out to Caleb.
Yeah, absolutely. I hope he gets better. Honestly, I really hope he gets better.
yeah, no, I'm sure you guys could probably hear from me. I'm a little under the weather as well, but I still feel good enough to be able to record and everything. He's getting a COVID test, so hopefully he doesn't have COVID. Hopefully it's not COVID at all, and hopefully it's
Oh,
like the flu
absolutely.
or something. But he's gonna be taking a COVID test, so hopefully next week rolls around and he's able to join back on the show with us. However, if you guys haven't noticed, we got an intro. We finally got intro music.
Yes. It sounds so good. I
It's
actually love it.
Yeah, I love it too, and we finally got it. It was done by a guy named George on Fiverr. He's awesome. He was great. He sent me a bunch of stuff to listen to, as well, to kind of get like an idea of what we wanted and everything. So it was awesome. He was awesome. So, really, Fiverr's a great place. Not
It
sponsored.
really is. Like, dude, that we got it so quick.
Yeah,
Like, honestly.
it was 3 days.
And it's really good.
Yeah, it
It's
was.
really, really
Yeah,
good.
I love it. So, we're not sponsored, by the way. I wish we were.
No.
Wish we were. We're still
Same.
working on that. But we do have some things for you guys today, some news and some kind of crazy thing if we want to talk about. We could start off with whatever the fuck happened that we were talking about before.
Oh, Thorin?
Thorin, we can start off with him
Okay,
because what the
so this,
fuck was that?
this guy, all right, I don't know who this dude, I have no idea who this guy is.
Me
Okay, this
either, man.
man's
Me
name,
either.
hang on.
I've literally
Duncan
never heard of him.
Thorin Shields. Okay, hang on, is that him? Yeah, let's see, hold up.
So to give a little bit of context, I guess, to it, I guess there is going to be a all-women's esport league.
Okay, so this is why it's huge, because it's Counter-Strike.
Yeah.
And apparently, he is a esports journalist and freelance broadcast analyst. And he is known as the esports historian for his extensive historical knowledge of
Fuck.
games, teams, and players that he covers. So, allegedly, oh, he has done a massive list of S-tier events. Wow.
Like what?
Wow. Okay. He did the S-tier MLG Major Championship Columbus 2016, ESL 1 in Cologne. I don't know how they say Cologne, the city Cologne. I don't know how they say it.
Right,
But
no,
he did
you
that in
do.
2016. E-League Seasons 1 and 2, E-League Major Atlanta 2017, Esports Championship Series Season 3, Starladder Berlin Major, Flashpoint Season 1 and 2, and then the PGL Major in Stockholm, which literally happened a month ago.
I don't know who the fuck
All
this dude
CSGO.
is. Yeah, so I guess what is happening is there's going to be a CSGO women's circuit, and that's what he's mad about.
Yeah, apparently. Like, he just does not like women.
I guess
Like,
so. Like, I mean, I don't understand it. Like, who cares, dude? Like,
this dude has not gotten off Twitter ever since he said something about women, and I don't know, man. Like, there's just
I know they say no, like, publicity, like there's no such thing as bad publicity,
This is
but
awful. This is awful.
yeah, this is definitely bad. Like,
Yeah, this is.
so
I just can't. Like, I literally can't do. Like, I'm just gently scrolling through his Twitter, and I like.
it just doesn't make sense to me. Like, who fucking cares if there's an all-women CSGO tournament? I mean, who cares? I mean, no one got upset when there was an all-women's esports team. Yeah, they did terrible because the company just picked a bunch of random women and was like, did it for promotion. You know, like it wasn't an actual like team.
No, the thing about the CSGO thing, and it's the same thing that goes for any esport whatsoever, just like actual sports are, I mean, esports are dominated by men, like
Right.
absolutely
Oh
dominated.
yeah, 100%.
And so, I mean, being in Smash, you know, there are like several, like, I'm not gonna say like top 10 in the world players that are women, but
Right.
there's an extreme amount of notable women in Smash Bros. I mean, there's a bunch of notable women in Smash. I know there's several trans women who play Smash. There's just a bunch of normal women here in DFW who play Smash, or like DFW, but Texas in general. Like that. Well, she just moved, but Pixel Sugar down in Austin slash Houston. She's a Peach main. She's top player down in Austin and Houston. She was very notable. And
Right.
then Tira, before she started focusing on school, she was a Zelda main, also notable. There's I know Usagi in DFW. She plays. She's a boyfriend, or she's a girlfriend of somebody. I know a girl named Nina. I don't know her tag, but she plays Piranha Plant, and she plays in
Oh,
here. And she, yeah, she plays in DFW.
Piranha
Like
Plant's
there's.
cool. I like
Oh, and then
that.
one of my most.
Oh, I was just saying, Piranha Plant's like a cool character.
Oh yeah. One of my most dear friends in the DFW Smash scene, Dare Bear. I love her. She plays Smash, and she's aiding one of my friends too, Thrillo.
Yeah,
Yeah.
League had a trans player. And
Oh.
she was really good. She was on, I think she was on Fnatic. I can't
No
remember.
shit.
I can't remember what team she was. Yeah, no, she was like
Let's fucking
really good.
go.
She
Oh
was on the
yeah.
big stage.
Yeah.
But sadly, like, you know, the League community. I don't know if it
Yeah.
was the League community, but like she ended up, you know.
Dropping. I'm
No,
assuming.
not like she ended up like taking her own life,
Are
which.
you fucking for
Yeah,
cyberbullying?
I don't know if that's what it was, but it was.
Oh my God.
I do know a big part of the esports scene was like really upset about it. Like,
Yeah, that's fucking awful.
yeah, it was terrible to lose because like she was good, like she was really fucking good. So,
There's one person I actually did forget, Magi in Melee. Magi is a top Falco player, like top 15 in the world. If you ever hear of Super Smash Summit Melee, like she's been at the last like three, and that's a very like specific invitational of the best players in the world,
yeah.
and she's literally been in the last three. So I mean, if that doesn't tell you anything, she's one of the best players in the game.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
This Thorin guy, I mean, as I saw on a tweet, he's literally just being an incel, bro. He's just straight being an incel. He's just being, I don't know why. Why would you do that? Is my
No,
like what kind of clout chasing are you doing by just constantly berating women? There's no point in it. This could be one of the most pivotal events in esports history.
Yeah, no,
It could
I.
literally. They could literally meld like the gender role.
Right, no, I feel you, man. I don't know. I don't get it, but her name was Remelia, and she wasn't on Fnatic. She was on Renegades, and
The Australian team?
I
Or the
believe.
Oceanic team? Is that what they are?
I believe so, but yeah, she was the first woman to qualify in 2015.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and with the Renegades team, and they did pretty good too. And let's see. Yeah, so it says that she took her life due to stress, anxiety, and self-esteem issues, and some harassment as well. So,
Yeah,
but
cyberbullying, bro.
yeah, no, it was a huge hit. Like, there's, like, you could just look it up. There's so many, like, tributes and stuff for her and everything. It was, I can't, like, it was hard. But yeah, no, I
So
mean, like,
upsetting, bro.
yeah, it's so upsetting when things like that, like, I mean, it even, like, Reckle or Reckless or
Yeah.
Wreckful, Wreckful, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the streamer?
Yeah, no, oh my God. That
Yeah,
was.
I remember. I remember.
Yeah, like it just. Man, I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me why people like
That's the
why
one
be
thing
mean,
I.
man? Like there's
Right.
it costs
If
nothing
somebody's
to
good
just
at
be
a.
nice.
If somebody's literally good at something, it doesn't matter who. Like, that's something that I've tried to pick up on when I stream, is just starting to say they a lot, seeing as I have no idea who's on the other side of that controller or
Right.
keyboard. Like, I don't want to misgender, mislabel, misidentify anybody. I definitely
Yeah.
don't want to be that guy. So, I mean, it, like you said, it costs nothing to be fucking nice and just be a human being, dude.
Right. Like
Like,
we're all trapped on this shitty fucking planet together. Might as well make it the best we can.
right. Like, and in the fact that a lot of, I mean, a huge portion of society plays video games.
Oh yeah. Oh
Humongous
yeah.
portion of society.
Esports
Why the
is
fuck?
huge now too. Like it's
Why
been
are you pushing people away?
for
What's the
real.
fucking point?
Man,
Like
make it make sense
right
to me.
now, I know a lot of content creators for Rocket League are women. I follow a bunch of them on Twitter. There's Athena, Nido, Widow. There's probably plenty I'm forgetting. Tiger or Tiger Eyes or whatever. I think, I don't know. I just know her name. I know she goes by Tiger or something. But all popular and literally. Sponsored, like some Athena, I think is sponsored by Envy.
Oh shit.
Yeah, Athena is sponsored by Envy. Oh, dude, she made a song, and it
Oh
was the Rocket
shit.
League opening song.
That's fucking
Yeah,
dope.
like that's dope as shit, dude.
Yeah, I think.
And then Nido is sponsored by Space Station,
Oh, bet. Yeah, I
and I
think.
think so. And I think so is Widow. I think Widow and Nido are both sponsored by Space Station as content creators.
Yeah, and I think some companies are doing really good at like trying to like be all inclusive, which is awesome. Like League, I
Absolutely,
mean,
bro.
League,
Absolutely.
there's League when they have TFT tournaments, like it's open to anyone. Like I think the last TFT like streamer tournament they had was won by a girl. It's like, 'cause like it's just like anyone can join, you know? And
Yeah, literally. And then
yeah.
somebody joins and kicks your ass. It doesn't matter if a girl beats your ass, dude.
Yeah.
You just got beat.
Yeah, no,
Like,
it was cool too because like they all kind of were friends with each other, so it was like
yeah.
that funny banter between them. So like
Absolutely,
it's
absolutely.
awesome to see it. So and like
It makes it, and when you have that, it makes it funnier. When, like, let's say the girl is the one winning, and like she chimes in like after the game or something, and like the streamer happens to know who the player is, you know, and
yeah.
like, oh, you're a girl, no way you can win this next one. Then it gets
Yeah.
like ha ha ha, you know, because like
Yeah.
they're obviously openly friends,
Right, and they're
you know what
obviously
I
openly
mean?
joking and not just being
Yeah, like
sexist
it's not an
assholes.
awkward, yeah, it's not an awkward like, oh,
Yeah, it's like, why would
you're
you
a
say that?
girl. Yeah.
Like,
And I definitely love that, and that's, it's something we gotta move to, because 20 fucking 21, dude,
I
we're
know.
about to be in
In 2022.
2022.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Like, come on,
Right.
dude.
It's like, what's it fuck? Like, it's really like, what's it matter, dude? Like, who fucking cares at this point?
Thank
Like,
you.
if they
Thank
want an
you.
all-girl CSGO circuit, okay.
Let it fucking happen.
Right. Is it affecting you? No.
No.
And, like, I bet all the people
You don't
comp.
even have, you don't even have to watch it. You don't have to participate in it.
Yeah.
You don't have to support it in any way. But guess what? There's thousands of other motherfuckers who are definitely gonna do it. Your problem, that is your problem.
Yeah, no, and like there's like also nothing stopping you if you don't like it to just not say anything and just ignore it. Like it goes back to that old like if you ain't got something nice to say, just don't say nothing at all,
Don't
dude.
fucking say it at
And
all.
like all these people fucking complaining about it to probably can't even get into the fucking pro scene anyways. Like, y'all are fucking garbage. So it's like, you ain't got nothing. You can't
Old
fucking.
Mr. John Everyman on the keyboard here. Hang on.
Yeah, right?
My
Like,
opinion matters. When I'm all the way down in silver, I know
yeah,
so much
right?
more
That's what, yeah.
than you because you're a girl. There's no way you know more than
Right.
me.
Girls don't play video games. It's like, are you fucking
Right.
stupid? Like, come on,
Okay,
man.
hang on. Definitely for the podcast though, women do not fart. They don't. Impossible.
They don't, and they don't use the bathroom at all either.
Nope.
Nope.
Nope. Magically sucked out of their bodies. I don't know what happens to it.
Really? That's what you think? See, I always thought it was like a, like they just recycled it. Like they just don't have waste. So it just like, it's a
Or
never ending recycle.
maybe they just all like snap their fingers and it's just gone. I don't know.
Man.
It's just like birds. Have you ever seen baby birds? Nope. Women going to the bathroom? Government construct, bro. Government
Government,
construct.
yeah, women restrooms are just, they're just,
They're fake,
it's,
bro. They're
yeah, they're,
definitely powder. It's 2021 and they're still powder room. There's no toilets.
yeah, no, not at all. I personally, I've never seen the inside of a women's restroom, so it can't exist. I mean,
No way, dude. But
it just,
it's because we're men. That's why we say that. We're right? Because we're men.
no, but,
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
No, but birds are definitely government spy drones.
Drones, bro.
They're drones. I ain't
Drones.
never seen no baby birds in my
In my
life.
life. Like.
Oh man. But
You know what? Hey, hang on. It's the week after Christmas. What'd
it
you
is.
get, man?
So Christmas I got Caitlin, my fiance, she got me
Yes.
this LED light bar. I don't have anywhere to place it right now, but I do want to end up getting it placed somewhere. So it's like this cool, like multi-color. I even have like the little remote to it. So
Yeah,
it's like,
hey, same. That's my little thing I showed you.
yeah, it's a dope ass little LED light. She bought me this. I didn't even know they existed, but you put your surge protector in it, and it hides it, and all the cables just come out the sides.
Yo,
So,
hold on. That's dope.
yeah. So like,
Cable management,
yeah,
baby.
exactly. And then, let's see, what else did she get me? She got me these Joy-Con controller things where you put a Joy-Con in and stuff. So you can play, like, instead of having to hold it, like, just Joy-Con, it's like a little
Oh, the little
controller.
handle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait. Is it the one that slides side by side? That you hold both of them? Or is it just one of them?
No, it's just like one for like when,
Okay.
'cause me and her, we'll play like Mario Kart together and Mario Party and stuff. So like you could just slip it in instead of like having to slide that little thing on, you just slip it into the thing. And then she bought me the wheels too for when we play Mario Kart. Yeah,
Yes.
so, and then,
Hey, I gotta hang on. I don't want to interrupt. I didn't want to
no,
interrupt.
yeah, no,
I
yeah.
gotta show you this just because I've talked about Sam, right? You know Sam?
Sam,
My girlfriend.
I feel like, oh,
My girl. Yeah.
yeah, okay,
I was
yeah,
like, I've definitely talked about her.
I was like, wait, yeah.
She made me this.
Dude, that's adorable, that's amazing.
So do you know what it's from, though?
No.
Okay. So you obviously know who it is.
Yes.
It's my dog. This is from my favorite anime.
Full Metal Alchemist?
No.
Favorite anime.
They made a really shitty live action show.
Oh, Cowboy Bebop. How the fuck did I not remember this?
Okay. Who is he imitating?
I have no idea. I haven't watched Cowboy
It's
Bebop.
the corgi. His name is Ein.
Oh, that's adorable.
And he is so it's my dog and my favorite anime as my favorite anime doggo.
That's amazing, dude. Yeah, I don't have the pictures, but for one Christmas, Caitlin and me got or well, I think it was for her birthday actually, but it's a picture of Maze. So it's a picture of Maze, you know, our dog that passed away, And then
Yeah,
off.
how could I forget Maze, bro?
It's just a fucking
That
trip.
shit hit me like a brick, dude.
Yeah.
I felt so bad for you guys.
Yeah, we still have we have Christmas pictures of her still around the house, but she got like this pixel art, so it's like a pretty big frame, and it's a pixel art of Maze, and then also one of Marzana as well. So we have them, and they're both just
Oh.
like they look so freaking cute, dude.
That's adorable, dude. I love
Yeah.
that. I absolutely love that.
Oh,
Amadeus
okay.
is right
She
underneath my freaking.
found it. So this is.
Oh, come
Oh.
on. Focus, camera,
I know,
focus.
come on. Hold on, let me. I might have to turn off. Or.
I want to see this. This looks, I can tell this looks cute as
I
shit.
need. Yeah, I need light. Hold on. Maybe? Come on. Okay, hold on. Let me turn off the blur.
Wait, turn it, turn it, turn it. Damn it. You moved it. Did it up.
There
Oh
we
my
go.
God, that's so cute.
Yeah, that one is of
What
Maze.
the hell?
And then we have this one of
Oh my
Marzana.
fucking, of course, that face.
Right?
That face.
Right. It's oh man. She's
She, that dog is full of expression.
a for real.
That
Oh
dog
my
literally
gosh.
has the most attitude.
That thank you. I was about to say she has like so much attitude all the time for no
Oh
reason.
my Lord, she's the best. I just know, despite like all of the videos you guys had of her early on, I could just tell.
Oh yeah, no, she used to the hands, like her hands were her
Yes.
thing. Hands were her
Yes.
thing. I don't know what
Yes.
she had with hands, but oh man.
That's so cute. I love that. That's so
Yeah,
fucking cute.
it's amazing. I love him. I love them both. But yeah, so is that did you get anything else for Christmas?
Well, obviously, you can see my very clear camera.
Oh, and
A four, it was a, it's a 4K webcam.
oh shit, hell yeah.
I don't ask me how much it is. I don't fucking know. I sent them a link. So I sent my link to my stepmom, and I was like, I need a new webcam. And I was like, here's a good one. And I sent her one that was like $50. You know what I mean? Like, I was just
Yeah.
like, I don't like, it doesn't need to be fancy. So
Right.
whatever the fuck this is fancy as shit for me. Like, it's pork, bro. I can like see the sweat on my face. You feel
Right,
me?
yeah,
Like,
no, I feel
like.
you.
And then I bought myself the Razer mic, the Razer Siren X. But funny enough, my mom bought me the headset, the
Okay.
wireless headset, because obviously I have dogs, and I mean, if you watch the video closely enough, you'll see Amadeus roaming around the background.
Yeah.
I can't have cords underneath me because he'll just walk up underneath me.
Yeah.
So I was like, I need a wireless headset. Well, ironically enough, I put a headset and a webcam. I sent that to my stepmom, and I was like, okay, well, I didn't tell my mom I wanted anything. So I told her to take the headset off. So I sent the headset to my mom, and then my stepmom got me a headset.
That's awesome.
But it's a wired headset.
Oh.
So I was like, you gotta take it back. Like, I can't.
Right.
I was like, I can't take it. Like, I can't wear it because if I do, Amadeus will just yank it out of my head.
Yeah, no.
She felt bad, and I was just like, no, stop it. Like,
Right, yeah. It's like honest mistake.
my parents kind of did the one thing where, like, if you ask for one present, we'll just give you the money we would have spent. So I got money on both sides, and the money I got from my dad, I was like, you guys literally just paid for my mic.
Hell yeah.
Like you guys, like the money I got, you guys just paid for my microphone. Like, why do I need just to take the headset back and keep the money?
Right,
Like,
yeah.
I don't need it.
Of course,
Like,
yeah.
yeah. So I was like, and then as soon as I opened the headset, I had one more present to open, and
Oh yeah, you gotta show it for the
that's when I opened this.
yeah.
And I opened this, and I was just like, what the fuck?
That's yeah, it's dope.
I was like, because my stepmom had asked me what my gamer tag was, and she found that on Etsy, I think is where she found it at. And I was like, you literally could have taken every gift back. Don't even
Right.
care. I was like, that right there, that is the coolest fucking thing I've ever seen in
Oh
my life.
yeah, that's it's fucking dope.
And Amadeus, come on, bud. Come on, get out from underneath me. I was like, that present right there outweighs anything you guys have gotten me. I was like, I'm fine with that.
Right, yeah.
So I got a bunch of candy.
Yeah,
My both sides
same.
of my both both sides of my mom and my dad's side, they always give candy.
Yeah.
My mom gave me two little bottles of alcohol.
Oh,
So I've got like a double shot of Gentleman's Jack in there and some like spiced rum or something. I don't know.
yeah,
But like,
we gotta get you your Christmas gift that Caitlin got you.
I've still been thinking about that, and I'm like, God damn it, Caitlin, you got me a gift.
It's I'll just let you know what it is. It's a little
No.
okay, never mind. She does not want me to
Never
tell you.
mind.
Never mind.
Do you want me to message you my address? You guys want to send it to me?
Oh send me your address. Yeah, we'll send it to you. Yeah.
Bet. I'll do that after the podcast episode.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I like after getting everything, my mom made me a blanket. She's really crafty.
Ooh,
And
hell yeah.
so she made me, Sam, and Rachel a blanket. And she made me this little door, the do not disturb signs.
Yeah.
She made me one.
Oh, that's cool.
Hey, hang on, hang on, hang on, I gotta show you.
Keep out what battling bones. That's cool.
He made that, dude.
That's awesome, dang, dude.
Yeah, my mom is like super. Okay, you know what? You're out there. You're staying out there. She made that for me, and oh, dude, I lost it. I was like, yo, this is so cool.
Yeah,
And so
man.
I have it outside of. I'm in my computer room, obviously. I have it outside my computer, but every time I'm streaming, I close the door and put it on.
Awesome. Yeah, no, hell yeah. That's cool.
What else? I think that's it. Like, I just got a
Yeah.
bunch of shit made. Like, people just made. Oh, right.
Oh.
My sister made this.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yep, and the word is made up, but it says siblingship. And on the back of it is a quaint little. Oh, well, it's a sweet little note. You can't see. Never mind. It's a sweet little. It's a sweet little note on the back of the on the back of it.
Oh.
That kind of described why she invented the word, pretty much.
That's cute. That's
And
awesome.
yeah, and it yeah, I cried a little bit.
Oh,
I didn't get a lie. I'm not even gonna
I
lie to
don't
you.
doubt it, man. I don't
I cried
doubt
a
it.
little bit. My sister and I, we've been living together, and it's been tough because we're siblings,
Oh yeah, right.
but like we're not like each other's throat or anything. She's got a crazy dog named Bendy. I'm sure plenty of times you heard a very loud shrieking bark in the background. That's Bendy letting everybody know that she's joining in.
Joining the podcast, being a special
Yeah.
guest.
Yeah, she Bendy is a handful, and for two people who work a lot, it's tough.
Yeah, hey.
But it like as much as we pick and nag at each other, I'd murder somebody for that little girl no matter what.
Yeah, no, I feel you, man. I mean,
Just like for you, no matter how much Caleb
oh
gets on
yeah.
your nerves
Oh
sometimes,
yeah, no. Caleb.
you'd kill a motherfucker for him.
Oh
I
yeah,
know you would.
Caleb, Gabe, Connor, any of them, like we will talk shit to each other, call each other
I've heard your household. I've heard your household.
right?
I
Yeah.
know.
We'll
I
say the
know.
worst things to each other, but as soon as someone else does something, it's like, okay, we will literally kill you. We will kill you. We'll go to jail for each other, like.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, no, and like I feel like that's how like most family is. It's like no matter what, like it's like kind of get to the point where it's like, yeah, I can treat them like this, but like no one else can, because like at
Exactly.
the end of the
Exactly.
day, we're gonna make up and it's gonna be like, all right, yeah, we'll forget about it and it'll be, you know, a thing of the past.
Exactly, my dude.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But well, that was pretty personal for you guys, so you guys kind of get to know us a little bit better. And we can kind of jump a little bit back into some gaming things, because this is actually really cool. So Titanfall 2 got a fan-made custom server on PC to keep the game alive.
What?
Yeah, because the servers all shut down, so now I guess the fans got together and made a server on a PC.
Okay, dude. I was there for Titanfall 1. I was fully behind Titanfall 1. And right about that time, I think, is when Call of Duty Black Ops took the jetpack thing. And we're just like, oh yeah, by the way, they have exoskeletons, they can do this. And so Call of Duty, of course, was the better version of the game.
Better.
But yeah, dude, no, I am a Titanfall
Oh,
stan, bro.
same right here, Red.
Titanfall 1, bro. Ah, Titanfall 1 was oh good. It
Titanfall.
was one of those games that I played that like I knew it was unfinished, but like the unpolished gem that it was still so much fun.
And like, that's the thing too, right? Like, if the game comes out and it's not like, as long as it's not like so buggy it's unplayable, like a couple bugs and stuff in it, but if it's like fun, like just pure fun
Oh,
and
I
entertainment,
love
it's
that
like
game.
amazing. Like, I
Yeah.
love the Titanfall series. I hope they come back and they get another Titanfall going, because Titanfall 2 was, I loved it. I played it all the time. I even went back not too long ago before the servers all shut down and played on it as well, like played Titanfall
Yeah.
2. I mean, like, Titanfall 2's it's just so much fun, and I hope there's another one. Like, who doesn't want to fly around the map and fight in giant robots? Like, come on.
Yes,
Come on.
sir. Yes, sir.
Like,
My favorite mech in Titanfall 1 was the glass cannon, the skinny mech with the rail gun.
oh yeah.
Bro, I got so accurate with that thing. I got so accurate with that thing. I used to just jump around, and I was able to shoot other mechs in the right spot to where it would pierce through and hit the battery pack in the back.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I was able to figure out how to do that, like where to aim for each of the mechs. So I would always rail gun through the tank and like try to hit the battery pack to make sure they would blow up.
Hell yeah. Yeah,
No, I
no.
love that game, bro.
Yeah, it was so much fun. I always played the like tanky, bulky one.
Yeah.
And every
With the
time,
Gatling gun, the one that had the Gatling gun.
yeah, and every time when I was like, all right, I was like, I'm probably about to die here, I just rush forward and do the nuke,
Yep.
eject out, and I had the mod that made you invisible when you ejected.
Oh, you
Hey,
bitch.
I was like, look, I'll be the sacrificial lamb, but I'm getting out of there. I'm going
I'm
invisible.
getting out.
Yeah, I'm surviving. I'm getting out. Also, Steam released the most sold, or most, I guess, kind of like most played games of the year. And so I don't think this is in any particular order, but the top 10 is Rainbow Six Siege,
Absolutely.
Apex Legends,
Duh.
Counter-Strike Global Offensive,
Yes.
you probably know this, Naraka. It's a fighting game. Naraka Blade Point.
Oh, Blade Point. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, Blade Point. New World.
Yep.
Valheim.
Fucking Brian was trying to make a Valheim server. I
Yeah.
remember that. He made one.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. Destiny 2.
Of course.
Surprisingly, Dead by Daylight.
Yeah. Dude, there's a huge streaming community for Dead by Daylight.
Yeah, I knew it was, I knew there was a good, I just thought it was small. Like, I didn't, like, I knew the game was good. I liked the game. I didn't think that.
The streaming community is huge.
Okay.
Yeah.
Battlefield 2042.
I heard that was really good. I heard that was a good Battlefield game.
Yeah, I've heard it was good, but I also heard that they removed a lot of things that people didn't, had, they were like, why? Like the
Yeah.
browsing and, a lot of microtransactions and stuff. Dota 2, obviously.
Yeah.
Grand Theft Auto 5, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And PUBG Battlegrounds.
Still?
Yep, those are the top 10.
Damn.
Oh, so.
2021 and we're still playing PUBG.
Yeah, so this is top 10 games by revenue. Oh,
Oh,
so
okay, makes sense.
those made the most money. So let's see,
Yeah, that makes sense.
most played, pretty much everything: New World, Valheim, Grand Theft Auto, PUBG, Dota 2, Rust.
Yo, dude, hey, Rust is fun as
Oh
shit,
yeah.
bro.
Yeah, no, Rust, I was like, okay. I was like, yeah. Surprisingly, Cyberpunk, which,
What?
oh, you know what? I see how. It's
What?
they peaked, these are games that peaked at 200,000 players. So when Cyberpunk came out,
Yeah, then when they drop, yeah.
yeah.
Makes sense.
Halo Infinite,
Absolutely.
and then CSGO and Apex. Let's see, what are the best new releases? We got Halo Infinite, Resident Evil Village,
Yes.
Forza Horizon 5.
That's a given. I would be surprised if that was the top five.
Yeah, the yeah. Outriders, which I've heard of it,
I've
but
heard of
I
it.
haven't seen
Yeah.
anything really about it. Blade Point.
Yeah, Blade Point.
Farming Simulator 2022.
Yeah, hey, yo. People popped off for that game.
Really?
People popped the fuck off for that. Yes, they popped off for that game.
New World Valheim. Mass Effect Legendary Edition, obviously. That has to be up there.
Bro, that definitely sold.
Oh, yeah. Back 4 Blood. And
Yep.
then Battlefield 2042 and Age of Empires. And then.
Okay.
And
Age of
then.
Empires is one of the Civ games, so.
Yeah. And then so these are the best VR on Steam that made the most money.
If Resident Evil is in it, just get me the fuck out. Take me the fuck away. No, sir.
Resident Evil
No,
is
sir.
not in
Okay, thank God people aren't scared little bitches like
it.
me. But hell no.
Half-Life Alyx.
Okay.
Boneworks. Don't know what that is.
Okay. No idea either.
Super Hot, obviously.
What
Blade
is
and
super hot? What is super
oh,
hot?
Super
Haven't heard of
Hot.
it.
Okay, so Super Hot's really cool. So you're, I guess you're like kind of like a hitman, maybe, or like just basically there's a bunch of red guys and they're the bad guys. And time only
Yeah.
moves when you move. So if you start out with no weapons, but time only moves when you move. So if they shoot at you can see the bullet and you can move, and then the bullet will go. And then when you stop, all time stops. So you can
Is
like,
it a bullet hell?
well, there's bullets, katanas, knives,
Oh, okay. So it's like a bullet hell game.
yeah, it's like literally use whatever you can to kill them. And so
Okay.
like it's really cool because like you can like they'll get close to you and you can like grab the bat from them and then hit them and then like throw the bat at someone. But like you can like throw it and then instantly stop moving and the bat will kind of just sit there and then you can be like, okay, all right, what's next? And so like
Oh my God. Okay, so it's a strategy game.
yeah. So like it's like okay.
Hell yeah. Okay.
It's like a bullet's coming straight to me and it's like, all right, it's coming this way, but I got a guy here, so I gotta kill this guy while making sure I dodge that bullet, because when I go for this, like it has to work out or you lose. And like you know, and so like people would play levels over and over again, and then like the goal is to get the level done as fast as you can. So like there's a timer, so like I mean it's like just finish
Okay.
whenever, but like
Okay.
people would compete to be like, all
Yeah.
right, look how fast I can do this. And like there's people who like will remember where people are and like throw a knife and like stop time and then like kill this guy, and another dude will walk out the door and then the knife will hit him when time continues. It's crazy, dude. Like the game is insane. It looks like so much fun
I'll
too.
check it out.
Yeah,
I'll check it
look
out.
up like speed runs of it. Like it's insane.
I got you. I got you.
And then we got Blade and Sorcery, Pavlov,
Like the dog guy?
It's like a fighting game, or not like a fighting game, like a shooter.
Okay.
Hot dogs, horseshoes, hot dogs, horseshoes, and hand grenades. Okay, hot dogs, horseshoes, and hand grenades. Don't know what.
Okay. Okay.
Into the Radius. It looks like some kind of maybe like a post-apocalyptic game. Beat
Sure.
Saber.
Yep.
Walking Dead, Saints and Sinners.
Huh, okay.
I think it's like a VR AI talking game, something like that. It just says it's VR and something in, I think, Japanese. And it just says, I want to meet you soon. So I don't know. Maybe it's like a dating sim. I don't know. It just has a girl in a school outfit on.
Yeah,
So
I
I'm
got
like,
you. I
maybe.
got you. I got you. I got you.
Arizona Sunshine looks like a zombie game.
Sure.
Then somehow Skyrim VR. Because why not have Skyrim on there?
Literally. You're telling me you don't want to bust Rodal and see it? Like, come on now.
All right, so these are the top early access games. So we got Medieval Dynasty,
Okay.
Skull, the Hero Slayer,
Okay.
Subnautica Below Zero, great game,
Okay.
In Zone, A World Apart, Get the Fuck Out,
Okay. Yeah. Get out, Gavin. Go.
no,
Bye.
the game
Bye. Get the fuck out. Nope.
GTFO.
Nope. Get the fuck out.
What is that? Breach Hedge? Breathe Hedge? I can't read the fucking title. Breath Edge. Hell Let Loose. Tabs. Solsta. Drawling Guess. Chernobyl Light. And
Hold
World
the
or
fuck! No,
Mine.
no, no,
Yes.
no, 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 no. Were you about to say Chernobyl? Chernobyl?
Look.
What? Is this a San Antonio Spurs basketball player? Manu Chernobyl? The radioactive power forward? No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, so those are the top kind of Steam games that kind of happen. Let's see. Do you play Genshin Impact? There's some Genshin Impact news that happened. Let's see. Oh, you know what? You actually might be interested in this one that I got for you. Development on Final Fantasy 16 is almost 6 months behind.
I'm just gonna be honest with you, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, due to the pandemic too, is what they're saying
Yeah, of course. Of course.
is due to the pandemic, it's 6 months behind, man. That sucks.
I mean, they pushed back anime. My anime is getting pushed back for that reason.
Oh, for real? What anime?
I know Rising of the Sh Hang on 1 second.
Yeah, no, you're good. So in other words, guys, Genshin Impact update is gonna bring back the Lantern Festival. It's gonna add abyssal, and I'm gonna completely butcher this, Anakamoya, Namoya. I don't know how to say it. Myth of Empires
Sorry
developer.
about that.
Oh no, you're good. Myth of Empires
Oh no, you're
developer.
muted on my end, and you're frozen.
Oh no,
No.
really?
There you go. You're coming
Okay,
back.
okay,
You're coming back to reality.
okay. That was weird because, like, it was all fine on my end.
You can, I'm pretty sure you can hear me, but on your end, you're frozen.
Okay. Well, am I still frozen or are we good? Oh no. Okay.
You're
No.
coming back. Yeah, you're coming
Okay,
back. There you
Jesus.
go.
Oh man. Okay.
You're good. You're good. You're good. Okay, so I you we could like cut a bunch of this. Just start all over.
Oh no,
I got a phone call,
No, you're
so.
good. You're good. We don't. It's fine. We don't have to cut. I was just talking about Genshin Impact is bringing back like a lantern festival, and then the Myth of Empires developers file a lawsuit to get it back on Steam. So yeah, there's a DMCA that was I guess took it off of Steam. So, but Rising
Okay.
of the
They
Shield Hero is getting delayed.
got pushed back. Yeah, they were. It was supposed to be at the end of this year. It was supposed to be in October.
Dang, what the hell, man? That's a good anime
Yeah,
too,
it's
man.
supposed to air in October. It is so good. Isekai, man.
Yeah,
Video games. It's literally about video games.
yeah, no. Have you read any of Solo Leveling?
No, I've never read it, but a bunch of my buddies, they love it.
Yeah, it's good. I'm obsessed with manhwa, honestly.
Damn it, you're going in and out on
Oh my
me.
God. Jesus, my internet is terrible. We've been having problems, so I don't know if you can hear me or not. I guess, okay. All right. Can you hear me? Okay. Jesus.
My boy.
Okay. Hello? Are we good? No.
Your audio is gonna sound so, you're gonna sound so good while I'm over here trying to figure out what you're saying.
I
No.
know. Oh my God. Jesus.
I can hear you now.
Okay, you can. Okay, well, before my internet goes to crap, we could just go ahead and wrap.
I
Did we?
can.
Huh?
And there you go.
Jesus. Okay. We could just hold on. I got this. We're just gonna go ahead and wrap everybody. All right, guys, so that's gonna do it for us here. I'm having a little bit of internet problems. But thank you for
Big
listening.
unfortunate.
Yeah, thank you for listening. Hopefully this will all be fixed by next week. Thank you guys for
I'm
listening.
praying, man. I'm praying.
And me too, man. Thank you guys for listening though. Please, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, leave us a review. Spotify now has reviews, so please leave us a review on there. It really helps us a lot.
Definitely.
Yeah, so that'll do it for us
Yes.
here, guys. Thank you. We do have a YouTube channel, so this will be video as well, and I will make sure there's a link in the description so you guys can go watch that if you would like to, and make sure you subscribe.
Absolutely. Y'all have a good one, guys.
All right,
Mwah. Mwah.
bye.
Mwah.